You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and this is our special outtake today with Russell-J. Colin Gould, and he is the Commander-in-Chief of Planet Earth, and we have a Conversations in Consciousness series that's developed here with him, and he is explaining what he has done. And you can go back and check out the archives on the player and the radio page at makinglifebrighter.com if you'd like more information about this series. But we're going to jump right back in, not waste any time. And Russell, please share with us some of the personal stories, because I know you've been through a lot. So tell us some of the things that have happened to you that have really, you know, been almost unbelievable.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know where to begin. I'll just start on some notes here. Okay. So in 2000 and it must have been 2003. I conducted and ordered an international airport at Raleigh-Durham International Airport open and to hold court as a world court judge to put grammar on trial for some fictitious grammar that I had came across. And under Title 42, 1986, knowledge, I have the duty and have the right to stop and correct when I see something that is wrong, when I have knowledge of the wrong. And because I have technical skills in foreign vessels and the Raleigh International Airport being an adjective pronoun, being a foreign vessel in dry dock without papers, I authorized through my postal construct, I don't want to get into the mechanics of that, the order of mechanics, they would call it operation, but the methods in which you would take custody of a building. And I put it, it was really cool. The person that I was salvaging was in a, at Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in a federal prison camp. And I put a commercial draft together for the Air Force on this because the Air Force was holding the security at Seymour Johnson Air Force Base. And I put a commercial draft together and had a colonel on the paperwork. When the colonel received my paperwork, because it dealt with the mechanics of the United States government not existing anymore, the colonel got appointed to brigadier general. Wow. Because he learned the secret. Yeah, well, yeah, I hire and fire. People either get fired or they get promoted once they. My technology, people learn secrets, right? Because I give transparency of the correctness of not truth, because truth is subjective interpretation, but of actually correctness on the facts. And this colonel got appointed. I put a commercial draft together and put him on the paperwork and sent it into him, and he got appointed to brigadier general. And you know what he did, which was really cool. Now you got to comprehend, I had never met my client. He was already in federal prison. So I was hired by his family to take care of the matters and get him out, which I did. And he, the brigadier general, my client was in the prison camp, and in his cell, he had a Title 4 1.9 dimension, header flag, which is a tiny flag that we put on top of some of our paperwork. And he didn't know much about flags, and he had the flag upside down on his pillow. And that brigadier general walked into his cell. Now, you've got to comprehend, this is very unique to have all these prison guards there and a brigadier general walk into somebody's cell. And the brigadier general flipped the flag around, because when you have a flag upside down, it means distress. Flipped the flag upside down and wrote the guy a note saying, "Help is on the way." So I thought that would to be pretty fascinating at the time. Well, I ordered the court open and or the building open, the port authorities, and because the government, like when I was going to court back then, what the governments would do in the courthouses and the counties around the United States, the states, and just different locations, what they would deal was they'd fill the courtroom full of first and second graders because they had no comprehension of what they were seeing, and they would call it history day. So when all my witnesses would come to court with me, they couldn't come in because under flag moratorium law, you can't stand in the courtroom. And so what I did is I reversed it on that day, and I walked in with a group of homeschool kids. I put a gold coin in each one of their hand along with a postmaster card around their neck, and put video cameras on all. Put video cameras on. Oh, we still got videotapes of this one. This was a cool thing, right? So I was copying what they did to me, because they never let my witness, because I was tearing through judges. You gotta comprehend. I was a tiger. When you're
you were disqualifying judges.
Oh, and they didn't want people to see it. Yeah. They didn't want people to see it. So show up to court, you know, and I'd mail myself in there, and they'd have the room full of, and all the teachers would come up to me afterwards. They're like, "Who are you? That's the most interesting thing. Oh, this is scary. You're the guy that they're bashing in the papers." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm the guy that they're engaged in Operation Mockingbird against, for sure." Anyway, I walk into this Port Authority building, right? And we have the room full of first and second graders, and they got their video cameras on, and this guy comes out, and he totally breaches every contract, performance, postal law on the planet, right? Just totally violates my rights to order the building open. And about, so that happened, and I ended up getting the guy out of jail in another term. But about 8 years later, I'm actually going through the adjective pronoun Raleigh International Airport, and I got a witness with me, and I see the guy on an walking down a long hall, a real narrow hall, coming right at me. And he goes into shakes and convulsions and falls on the ground and starts freaking out, going, "You're not dead. You're not dead." And the person with me was like,
"Really?
What in the world? They said you would be dead." And I'd be like, I go over to him. I'm like, "Are you okay?" Right? Are you okay? And the people that are with me are looking at this guy like, what? Because here's this guy decked out in a suit, and he's on the ground in shakes going, "You should be dead. You should be dead." And I'm like, "What do you mean? I'm the boss. How can I be dead? You've been misled. Somebody's wrong led you here." I said, "You're on the ground." He's like, "You're not mad at me." I was like, "I comprehend your delusional state. You're in the fiction and fact can never be. The fact that you would have this manifestation in front of me goes a lot to show that I was correct on that day. I'm correct now, and I'll be correct now whenever I'm at in the now." And so these are the things that happen to me that people don't get to witness. But when you get to live my journey and see the things that I've seen, nothing at this point. It's just really, really. So, I mean, that's just one of hundreds. Literally hundreds. I mean, I've had senators run for me. I've seen it all in my world, and on, because I get to go on military bases, because, you know, commander in chief and postmaster general. I've seen so much stuff there, but we won't get into that because a lot of that's classified. But it is really, really fascinating, and I don't know. I guess I have a knack for what goes around comes around. And which is wonderful. It's a wonderful thing to live by, you know. I don't have to be upset that day, because I get to see something much that filled my spirit with such joy, to see his delusional state on the ground shaking and in fear, even though if you saw me, I'm not a violent person, you know. I'm just but I'm me. I can be firm if I need to, but it, you know, so you ask for stories. I tell you the story of my performance at the adjective pronoun Raleigh-Durham International Airport. What a show. What a performance. I wish the world could have seen that one from my eyes. It was,
if you end up on the stage, in the world stage this fall, I guess people would see your performance then. They would see what you
do. Oh, yeah. Hey, look. I'm the same then as I am now. The guy fell on the ground in convulsions. I went over to help him, just as I would do for anyone, you know. But I got to see, and he smelled like sulfur. It was interesting. It was real interesting.
That is so interesting.
I do remember that in that hallway.
Thank you for sharing your story with us, and we hope to have much more. We'll continue this Conversations in Consciousness, so stay tuned. You can go to Facebook at Making Life Brighter, and you'll know when the next upcoming episode is and exactly what we're going to be talking about upcoming. We have much more to cover, including what you can do to bring Russell forward should you want to, and that is your right. And so to see him enact a performance, I just used the word again. See how my brain skipped?
Convey.
I need to change my condition of thinking.
There you go. You're learning.
And I'm not being facetious. That's true. We are conditioned. And so I'm the first one to say, let's change the conditioning. So that's what the work is all about. And coming to truth is very interesting. I myself would like to see that performance this fall and see a debate based on truth. That there would be no debate, but it would be interesting to see truth come out and what that would be.
Like I said, it's facts and performances. That's it.
So on that note, we'll be back with more. And thank you for listening. Thank you to everyone around the world. We know you're out there. I see you in Russia. I see you in China. Big shout out to the people in Ireland and the UK and all over the world. In the Middle East, you're listening now. I welcome you. And we welcome everyone to this conversation as it continues. This is something for every country and every culture. It doesn't matter about religion or faith. This is factual information. So thank you very much, Russell. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Go jolly. And I hope you have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Talk to you soon.